Good morning. I'm Paul Foster. This is WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week, presented by Ingalls Markets. At the time of a purchase, use of an Ingalls Advantage card, the purchase amount, can be electronically recorded for a Tools for Schools school location. Learn more at ingalls-markets.com. Tools for Schools is going on now. Today's guest represents Downtown Spruce Pine, a nonprofit and a member of the North Carolina Main Street community. Spruce Pine is going to be hosting the first ever North Carolina Hellbender Festival on Saturday, August 30th. I welcome Downtown Spruce Pine Executive Director Spencer Bost.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
In a few minutes, I'll give you a chance to break down the schedule for this event on the 30th. But how about more information right now on Downtown Spruce Pine?
Downtown Spruce Pine's a beautiful community up in the mountains of North Carolina. Of course, most people heard of us for the first time when we got decimated by Hurricane Helene, but the community's making a comeback. We're doing our grand reopening of downtown here soon, and we're welcoming people back up to the mountains to come see us and hang out with us at the Hellbender Festival. But we're a really cool community, lots of outdoor recreation, a community of artists, of makers and creators. We invite you to come up and see us.
Spencer, how did the Hellbender Festival come together? Who or what had the passion to get the ball rolling?
Funny enough, before I had this job, I was a park ranger for a number of years. And so the natural world has always been very interesting to me. And me and the TDA director for Mitchell County, Kelly Jones, were talking last year. And we're like, we really need to have something, you know, Labor Day weekend-ish. We don't really have a big festival up here that time. So we were talking some more about what makes our community so unique. It's our clean rivers. It's our access to nature. It's our access to all these outdoor recreation opportunities. It's our culture. It's our artist scene. So how can we kind of bring all that together? And that's where the festival idea came together. The name was, I just think Hellbenders are super cool. And funny enough, since we've done the festival, they've kind of become a symbol of resilience for Western North Carolina, that this weird, soft, squishy salamander is still here and still kicking. If it can do it, we can do it too.
Well, let's certainly talk more about the Hellbender. I believe it's a part of the salamander family and prevalent to the waters of Spruce Pine. As a matter of fact, in my own research about a Hellbender, they're only found in like 15 states across the United States. North Carolina, Western North Carolina is one of those spots.
It is. It is. I saw one in the Tow River about 3 weeks ago. So they're still up here. Yeah, it's the largest that you'll find in North America, and it's the third largest in the world. So it'll grow up to about 2 feet. They're huge. They require really, really clean water. And there's just so few places left that have, you know, the requirements for them to survive. They're an indicator species, they call it. Spruce Pine, we have it.
It's going to be the first one ever on Saturday, August 30th. That's Labor Day weekend before Labor Day Monday in Spruce Pine. Well, tell us what all's planned for the North Carolina Hellbender Festival, especially when it comes to things like music and food.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So when we were coming up with the Hellbender Festival, we wanted to do something kind of unique and special. So the Hellbender Festival is a very hands-on, interactive festival. One of our requirements for all of our nonprofit vendors is that they have to have some sort of interactive exhibit. So you're not just going to walk up and get handed a pamphlet and then keep going. You're actually going to experience something from each of these booths. You're going to, you know, leave with, you know, an experience or something. We're setting up as well what we're calling the Village, where it's going to have hands-on arts and crafts and science experiments that people can do throughout the entire day. Included in there will also be a live Hellbender for people to come and see. That will be in the tank. So if you haven't seen a Hellbender, this is your opportunity to see one. And all this is kind of built around the live music that we've got. So we've got live music throughout the day. We've got Billy Jonas, who's a big children's musician out of Asheville. We've got Sammy Osmond and the No Hellers, who are a bluegrass group out of Boone. We've got the Local Honeys, which are a very popular bluegrass folk group out of Kentucky. And then we've, of course, got our headliner, River Wireless, who's out of Asheville as well. So we've got some great music that's going to be for everybody. We're going to be set up. We got local food trucks that'll be there all day. We're going to have a number of our downtown businesses are hoping to be reopened by then. So it's a celebration of the Hellbender, celebration of our local culture, and also a celebration of Spruce Pine making a comeback.
Thanks for being with us for this week's Friday Feature Interview on WNCW. We continue breaking down the first ever North Carolina Hellbender Festival. Our guest is Downtown Spruce Pine Executive Director Spencer Bost. Spencer, one thing that is coming together in my mind as we continue to talk about this is certainly going to be an event that's made for the entire family.
Absolutely. Yeah. Come on out. Yeah. It'll be for everybody. So the arts and crafts aren't just for kids. They're for, you know, kids of all ages. It's for anybody who wants to come down and try their hand at something new, like Cyanotype, if you haven't played around with that, with like a UV reactive dye. So we're going to have some really cool stuff that people are going to be able to interact with, as well as some like lecture series where people can come and hear about sustainable forestry practices, or hear about, you know, nature journaling and stuff like this, where you actually can tie in all of this together and kind of leave with a full experience.
You alluded to this a little while ago, interactive, all the hands-on activities that are part of this festival, I think, are really going to make it extra special. Something else I saw on the agenda is something referred to as river science.
Absolutely, yeah. We're partnering with NCDEQ, you know, Southern Appalachian Highlands Conservancy, and a couple of other really good organizations. And they're going to have little experiments and everything for people to do, learning about water quality testing, like learning what turbidity is, for instance. There are all these fun words, so you can actually participate more in your environment.
Here's a recap of what you might have missed earlier. It's the North Carolina Hellbender Festival, the first one ever. That's what we've been talking about. It's coming up in Spruce Pine on Saturday, August 30th. If you will, Spencer, give us more information, for instance, the location and the times.
We're going to get started about 10 a.m. We're going to start off celebrating the town. Music will get started about noon. We'll be there until 9 o'clock. And you can find us in downtown Spruce Pine. We'll be taking up the entirety of our lower street. But if you need an address to put into your GPS, you can put in 165 Locust Street, Spruce Pine, North Carolina.
In the meantime, for those that want to learn more about the event and keep up with that schedule, some of the things you have talked about this morning, Spencer, how can they do so on the World Wide Web?
Yeah, we're on Facebook and Instagram at Hellbender Festival, and then we are online at hellbenderfestival.com.
Our guest has been Spencer Bost. He serves as the executive director of downtown Spruce Pine, who is helping put on the first ever North Carolina Hellbender Festival. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much, and thank you again for having me on.
You don't have to wait for a Friday to catch a past edition of the Friday Feature Interview of the Week. They're available as a podcast at WNCW.org. Our program is presented by Ingalls Markets. I'm Paul Foster. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend.